I saw on the screen back there. Let's welcome Crystal and Katie to the platform this morning. Wow. I remember the very first time that I actually got to hold Katie when she was dedicated as a little baby. And I remember very well when she took her first steps at the church on Lily Road. And now look at her. What a beautiful girl she is developing into. And man, can she play soccer? Are you playing soccer this year?
Not currently, no.
But she's an athletic girl. She plays baseball too, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a wonderful, wonderful girl. And this picture here was taken at Maytown at one of our fundraisers a few years ago. And the video projector doesn't do justice on some of these photos, but in Crystal's hand is a wad of greenbacks that we took home to our bank account at New Hope. And those were fun days. So Crystal is one of our faithful digital members at New Hope. And she's had a lot going on in her life as well as some of the rest of us do. So Crystal, tell us what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you what's not happening. I'm not skinny like that anymore, and I'm not young like that anymore. I'm just not. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. One thing that Caitlin also does is she plays the viola. She hasn't been involved in athletics as much, but she's third-year viola, and she's a really, really beautiful player. It's really, really nice, so I just wanted to share that. Pastor Dale asked me to come up and talk for 5 minutes about how God's working in our lives. And, you know, we've been a member for about 14 years, and I can't cover the entire 14 years in 5 minutes, but what I can share is just experiences that that have gone on in Caitlin and my life for the past 5 months. We've gone through some changes in our home in the last 5 months that resulted in us selling our home and getting our own place together. And 5 months ago, we listed our house for sale. And I thought at first that it would be a really quick process, that we would have a buyer right away, we'd sell our house, and Caitlin and I would find our own home. And that didn't happen. And I wanted it on my time. My plans were sell the house, let's get out of here, we'll get our own place. And it just didn't happen. It wasn't in my hands. And one thing that I was really focused on was keeping Caitlin in the same neighborhood, the same school. She has obsessive compulsive disorder, which results in high anxiety anyways. So, and if there's any change to her routine, it creates even more anxiety. So what I was wanting to do was, keep her, impact her as little as possible, keep her in the same school, same friendships, same neighborhood. So we were in a hurry and wait type of situation. We were trying to sell our house and trying to find another place, and we weren't seeing any openings in our neighborhood. We weren't seeing any houses for sale that was in our price range. We weren't seeing any rentals in our neighborhood. And then we had a lull. There wasn't anybody looking at our house. And so we sat stagnant for about 3.5 months, 4 months. And then we ended up getting rid of the realtor that we had. And we interviewed, or I interviewed, because I said, I need to make sure we have the right fit. This is a huge life decision. We need to make sure we have the right tools for the job that we're trying to complete. And so I interviewed and I hired a realtor, and she had my house sold in 9 days. I mean, the first offer came in at day 9, day 10, second offer, day 11. Day 11, I had a home. I had a home for Caitlin and I to go to.
Amen.
And what makes me so emotional about this is because it wasn't my doing. I had no hand in this. It was God's work. Day 9, I had an offer, and it was a contingency offer, but it was still an offer nonetheless. And so day 10, I was up at 5 in the morning looking online for a house for Caitlin and I. And I was looking for a home to buy, a home to rent. Thank you, Pastor. I love God. God has just been working wonders in our lives. So day 10, I'm up in the morning at 5 in the morning, and I'm looking online for anything, and I find a rental that's about a mile away from where our house was that we were selling. And I email the gal about 5 in the morning. She's a property manager for this company, and I said, hey, I'm just contacting about this house. Is it still available? And she responds very curtly, no. So I was like, darn, you know, shoot, that was going to be a really good opportunity. So I emailed her back, and I thanked her. I was very gracious and said, you know, thank you for your prompt reply. I just sold my home. This is what we're looking for. You know, please consider us in the future because we'd really like to stay in this neighborhood. And she responds back a short while later and says, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you contacted me back. I've had so many inquiries on this house. I just have been inundated, so I've been telling everybody no. She said, I'm so glad you contacted me because tomorrow, which would be day 11, we're having an open house. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, so if you and your daughter can come at 9 o'clock tomorrow, we're having an open house. And I said, okay, well, we'll be there. Well, Caitlin and I show up at 9 in the morning, and when I showed up, there's 10 people waiting on the lawn to look at this house because I guess there's just such a need in that neighborhood to secure homes for their families as well. So we pulled up, and I was a little discouraged. I thought, gosh, there's 10 people here waiting to look at this house. And I'd never been to an open house for a rental. I've gone to one for buying a home, but I haven't rented a house in over 20 years. So we show up, we go inside, we look around, we really take our time. And when everybody leaves, I approach the property manager and I, you know, said, hey, you know, tell me the details on the house. And she said, well, it's available April 10th. But we're asking people to fill out applications. If you're interested, we'll let you know, or if you're chosen, we'll let you know. If not, then we'll give you your deposit back. So I filled out an application, and Caitlin and I left, and we had some errands to do that day. And about 2 o'clock that afternoon, I get a call on my cell phone, and the gal, her name's Terry, and she said, sweetie, it's fate. The house is yours if you want it. She said, you've got excellent credit. She said, you can do this. She said, I honestly think it's fate. This is supposed to be a house for you and your daughter. So that was great news. And then there was again, God working in our lives. He secured a home for us. And right after we found that out, then comes another dip. I get notified from Caitlin's counselor's office, who Caitlin sees regularly for her OCD, that her counselor had cancer. And that they were trying to adjust her workload and disperse it among other counselors. And I was thinking, gosh, you know, Caitlin's, you know, she needs that stability. We've gone through some really drastic changes in our home. Now her counselor has cancer. And so we prayed. We've been praying for Miss Ivy every night and including her in our prayers. And I got a call from their office 2 weeks ago that Ivy's cancer is treated. She's back at work. And Caitlin's next appointment with her is going to be June 8th. It was supposed to be June 7th originally, but then we found out she had cancer. Her name came off the books. Caitlin's name came off the books. And they called me a couple weeks ago saying, okay, the June 7th slot is now taken, but we can see her June 8th. So
that's wonderful.
Working. God is working in miraculous ways. I saw both of my kids yesterday for a short period of time. Tabitha and Caleb came over for dinner and had a cookout. And I got to pray with my kids, and they were receptive. They're not here today, but they were really receptive. And it's just, God is working. When things seem, when the storm seems like it's taken over, it's not. I mean, it's there's usually a lesson from what I've found. God has, there's a reason why it's happening. He's teaching me something. And because I'm a Christian, I have the tools to navigate those storms, and I'm so grateful for the storms. I'm grateful when there aren't storms, and I'm just so grateful that I have God in my life and I have my church family. So that's how God's working in our lives and has been the past 5 months. And I hope next time I have an opportunity to share, it's and God's working in even more amazing ways. So
that's wonderful. Amen. Let's praise God for that wonderful testimony. You may be seated.
Thank you.
God bless you. I have a lot of admiration for this young girl here.